our debut.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. It is February the 27th today. It's getting close to the end here. February 27th, last 3 days in February. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Don't we have leap year this year?
Yes.
Yes, this is leap year. We have one extra day.
Is leap year the end of February?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's usually 28 days.
That's what I was going to say. When you say three more days.
All the rest have 31, except February. It's 28, except in leap year, where it has 29.
Did you have to memorize that by rote in school?
Yes.
Okay.
Can't wait, can you?
I want to hear.
Wait a minute. We have a certain way we do this.
I'm sorry.
I know it's been 2 days.
Morning?
I know
it's
been 2 days. We have to retrain everybody.
Whoa.
Here. Okay. Ready? We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Just go there and join our chat pack, as many of you have. And already they are fired up about what's going on today. And then you can watch us also on livestream.com/freefireradio. And as usual, we're always joined by Bad Bob. And Bad Bob, there's this strange marking on the screen up here. Does that mean anything at all? The answer is?
Looks like yet another Windows update, sir.
Oh, no. Another Bill Gates way of putting people off the air. Okay.
Well, it's not blocking your clock there. So.
That's right. But speaking of the best part, the most wonderful part of the show is where I get to introduce Linda. Hello, honey.
Hi, can I speak now?
It's all yours.
Oh, okay, now you threw it to me. Yay. Bob, I want to hear your little...
Yes, ma'am.
When you grew up and you were in school, how did they teach you about the calendar? You started to say it.
It was a little rhyme.
Yeah,
yeah.
What's the rhyme?
The end of...
30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except February has 28.
Carl, I asked Bob.
No, the last line was, except February, which has 4 and 24 till leap day gives it one more. Till leap day gives it one day more.
I must have missed that last
okay.
part. Well, you're older than I am.
Well, Bob, okay, so that's... But you know what? Those are... The rhymes stay with you when you learn
Isn't
things.
Isn't it funny how those get embedded? Yeah.
It's a rhythmical thing. In fact, somebody said to me the other day, gosh, if we had learned everything through music... I know who it was. A very higher up... woman in management here in town. We went to a shower over the weekend, and she said, I can't remember math, I can't remember biology, I have a master's and blah, 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 but I can remember the Patty Duke show.
The brain processes rhythm differently, which
yes.
is why speech therapists, when dealing with somebody who's had a brain injury and can't speak, use music
and calendar
as
girl.
The means to restore someone's ability to talk.
Absolutely. Well, you know, there's something to be said about that the rhythmical part of that in your body. Well, speaking of rhythm, how does the weather affect you? Okay, currently it's 44 degrees downtown, and we are having isolated showers today with temperatures reaching around 52. Of course, that's not going to affect anything that has to do with going up to the Anselmo Vineyards today at the chapel. Some people are calling it Chapel Gate. I'm sure you're going to be calling in, texting in, and all kinds of things with the internet and our website. We did launch a new website. We're really excited about it. It'll look for that. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures low of around 34. Today we've got tickets to give away, not right now, for the boat and RV show. We will be doing that after we take this phone call. And also we've got a couple tickets to the historical gun and antique show. Those are happening.
The gun show, guys.
That's going to be happening in the
passes.
next 30 minutes here. But first we really want to go to our Wells Fargo moment. Good morning, Chris Lasondak. What is happening?
Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into the new trading week, and the markets are in negative territory.
where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 52 points at 12,930. The S&P 500 down 6 points at 1359, while the NASDAQ Composite is down 17 points at 2946. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 130 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 12 cents at $7.76, Nokia down 36 cents at $5.44, Ford off 7 cents at $12.16, while Pfizer's down 19 cents at $20.99. Of local interest, PG&E down 8 cents at $41.67, Safeway's up 27 cents at $21.20, while North Valley Bank is down 23 cents at $10.27. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.92%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.29. Oil's down $1.19 a barrel at $108.58. And precious metals are higher, with gold up 10 cents an ounce at $17.72.29, while silver's up a penny at $35.36. This is Chris Losondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on at 710, 810, and 906 every morning, Monday through Friday. And they give us a good start on what's happening on Wall Street. And, of course, oil is going up. It's still at $108 a barrel, which means is that the gallon of gas has been rising steadily since the beginning of the year. But the Wells Fargo Advisors are located out on Park Marina Drive. Stop by and see what they're doing out there. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've just got a lot of things on.
We have to cover the Oscars, okay. Just a little bit.
I'll just get out of your way while you do that. And then we want to talk, today we've got, we're going to talk tattoos. I've never talked to anybody that did tattoos. It did, the inking of the body. And then we're going to be talking wine, but then we're also going to be talking about the rally out at Ensalmo's today. And, the thing about it is does anybody besides me find it kind of a coincidence that the Board of Supervisors decides to discuss how they manage their directors on this day at 2 o'clock? I mean, was there any connection between the rally and then this discussion where people could also be? No, I'm sure not. We'll be right back.
Experience Sarabella Home, the place for all your home and garden decor. From the moment you enter, you'll see amazing treasures and unique gifts for any and all budgets. Sarabella Home also features local artisans with one-of-a-kind items. They also offer fresh floral services for weddings and special events. With over 11 years of floral experience, Sarabella Home, 605-0708 in the Mistletoe Plaza just down from Carmona's. Sarabella Home, let our home inspire yours.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabaugh, 7:14 in the morning, February the 27th. Looks like we got to be, today I get to pay my exorbitant licensing fee for my truck.
Oh, is it really?
It's due today.
Really? Is it exorbitant? Did you think it's exorbitant?
Exorbitant? Yeah, I think it is. I think it is. I think $300-something for a truck. That, in fact, I'm thinking about even if I can changing it. So it says I don't haul anything in that truck. I'm thinking about just saying, hey, I want one of those license plates that are cheaper. That means you don't haul anything. It's just used as a passenger vehicle.
It is a passenger vehicle.
That's what I mean. When's the last time I hauled anything?
Maybe once a year. Maybe once a year.
Well, then you know when that happens, I'll
back borrow
Bad Bob's truck.
We have an SUV. We don't have a truck, and nothing fits in the Jeep except me.
Yes, I'm kind of wondering what would be the difference if you had a truck that you had just for the convenience sake of having an open bed truck, but you rarely used it, like 1% of the year.
Rick Hills. You know what?
I'm just wondering, what's the difference in the licensing?
I think it's like $70 or $80, $90, something like that. I mean, I know. Yeah. I mean, you look at me like that. You look askance at me.
Sometimes you just pay for the convenience. You know, it's like anything else. a lot of times it's, you know, we go somewhere and you try to save a buck and you end up really paying for it.
Anyway. Tell me about that. Tell me when's the first time you and I have gone someplace and we tried to save a buck.
Oh, I don't want to go into that
detail
in the air.
All right, okay.
Yeah, it's Monday morning. I'm not going to call you out. Good morning, anyway. 44 degrees. How many of you watched the Oscars last night? Are you even interested? Is it just the blah, blah, blah? You know, after you saw it last year and the year before, I'm sure a lot of things in the past in the Oscars generally have something in them that turned you off. Well, last night there was a huge faux pas. Somebody did drop the F-bomb, and they did. They won the documentary, and they cut them off. They just cut them off, and as they should. Like, get off stage, you know. I think what they tried to bring it back to last night was really old time glamour. They did it at it used to be the Kodak, and they've renamed it, I think, Highland and Hollywood or something. Billy Crystal was the MC, and it was nice to just have old time Hollywood. And what was very, very special for me is that two of the, actors that were nominated were both 82 and 84. And Christopher Plummer won for Best Supporting Actor. And lovely to see him up there and to see that he's the oldest actor to ever win an Academy Award. They didn't really do a lot of music. There was one gal who sang, and she sang live What a Wonderful World, as they did in memoriam of some of the people who have passed away this year. Boy, and there's been a lot of them. We were really very, very surprised. I mean, it was beautiful. I'm glad The Help won some of the Oscars. But we were really surprised with this movie we have not seen. That's a black and white silent film called The Artist. It swept with Best Actor, Best Director, and Best Picture. The three most coveted awards you could possibly win. And then Hugo was another one that just started off with boom, boom, boom. And so that encouraged both Carl and I to want to go see Hugo, directed by Martin Scorsese.
It must have won like five Academy Awards.
Yes, yes. But all in all, it was a beautiful evening.
It was a bad night for some of the big ones, though.
Well, George Clooney, I mean.
Clooney and Pitt.
Well.
Down.
And so, but it was wonderful.
And we really liked Moneyball.
We liked Moneyball. We really enjoyed Moneyball. It's fun to watch. It is Coachella night, and it's wonderful to see people present. You know how hard they all work, the teams to work just to be fabulous, to go up there and look that good, and the money. So it's wonderful to watch. Coach Bob, you wanted to weigh in on the Oscars? Did you watch it?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I didn't get to watch but just a couple of minutes last night, but I just got done having my morning coffee, looking at my tablet, and checking all the dresses and the suits and everything. The men all dress alike. The women all dress completely different from one another. I have a suggestion for Hollywood. You know, our stars go out and preach about this donation and that donation, raising money for this catastrophe and that catastrophe, world hunger, you know, pets in need, you name it. If they would take the money they have wasted, this is opinion, wasted on all of those ridiculous-looking dresses, opinion, and put that into one big fund and send it overseas somewhere, it would probably do a whole lot more good. And then they could go to Penny's and for about $120, take something off the rack and look just fine.
Well, Coach Bob, I don't think any one of those actresses, and, you know, there's part of me that agrees with you. Another part of me knows that these actresses do not buy these gowns. Once they know that they're going to be on the red carpet, designers flock to be able to have their designs to be seen. So the actresses...
I'm sure of it. I'm absolutely sure of that, Linda, and I understand, but they put price tags of $30,000, $40,000, $50,000
right,
for some piece of fabric draping from their shoulders.
That's correct.
Oh, my. Donate that money to a worthy cause.
Well, there's part of me that agrees with you, so maybe they should take a master fund. All designers. In fact, I do believe they did that one year. They took all of the dresses, the Oscar dresses, sold them in auction, and donated the funds to something, which is worthy.
My favorite line of it, Coach Bob, my favorite line was when Billy Crystal said, He said, yeah, this has a lot to do. Yeah, middle America can really identify with this. Millionaires handing out chunks of gold to other millionaires, you know, and he's absolutely right.
Well, thank
you. Yeah, hey, that's a great point, though, Colonel, because, you know, that group down there is always whining about the rich Republicans. My gosh, the money floating around the Kodak Theater last night, holy moly.
Hey, how'd you like the idea that Bill Maher, who, by the way, is the shortest comedian in the world,
he's short on a lot of things, Carl, but go on.
Yeah, he is, but in my opinion. But he donated $1 million on stage to Barack Obama's Super PAC. Now, this is the same Super PAC that Barack Obama said should be outlawed. So.
Yeah, I know, isn't it sweet?
Well, thank you.
There's different rules once you get out of Shasta County and head south, I guess. You're on the outskirts of Los Angeles.
Yeah. It's true.
Okay, Coach Bob, thank you very much.
I appreciate you weighing in.
Have
thanks.
A great day.
You too. Okay, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, hey, be listening because we're giving our tickets away in the next 10 minutes. KCNR 1460. Good Monday morning to you.
When the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look.
You have cabin fever and you want to get out of the cold. Come down to Wind River Casino and play our Royal Flush Swipe to Win for your chance to win cash, free slot play, or a brand new Legacy golf cart. Plus a one-year membership at River Tasami Golf Club.
Two winners.
We are the only place in town that offers a chance to step up to the Royal Flush game board to win free slot play or up to $2,000 cash every Wednesday. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The more you play, the more chances you have to win cash, free slot play, or a brand new Legacy golf cart, plus a one-year membership at River Tasami Golf Club.
Two winners.
It's easy. Just use your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to step up to the game board to win cash or free slot play at weekly drawings on Wednesdays. The big giveaway is on Wednesday, February 29th, where you can win cash and free slot play, or your very own Legacy golf cart, plus a one-year membership at the River Tasami Golf Club.
Two winners.
For details, log on to WinRiver.com. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
When you're low on finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a 6-month, no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah. Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:25 in the morning, February the 27th. like it's 44 degrees out there, and it's going to get colder here in the next day or two and rain. But today, out at Anselmo's at 1 p.m., it's going to be great. In fact, it's going to be probably be pretty hot out there for the rally, at least during some of the times of it. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, Espresso Joe's, great coffee. They have great prices. They have sales all the time on their coffee beans, on the coffees they prepare. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor. Any type of tobacco accessory or tobacco that you could possibly want is there, and they will meet or beat any price in town. Now, don't be fooled by out-of-towners that are coming in here that do nothing for this community. Think about Joe and Shelley and everything they have done for this community. Veterans get discounts. Do you think the other places give discounts for veterans? I think not. Think about the community room that they provide for people. Think about that. We're going, in fact, going to be starting up back in the community room this year on Fridays at various times to interview those people running for office on several occasions, just to be able to bring the candidates to you, the people. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tell me your most favorite part of the Academy Awards last
night. Always the red carpet.
Speaking of red carpet, okay. Somebody said that the guy that this Barack.
Oh, that was disgusting.
He comes up and he poured. What did he do? He poured.
That was just totally disrespectful.
Sacha Cohen is the actor's name.
Yeah. What can he do to shock? You know, he comes out as general, I guess.
He's
supposedly
a dictator. That's his new movie.
Yeah,
he plays a dictator.
Two model-esque standing next to him, and he's carrying ashes. Did you watch that part, Bob? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Actually, I have not watched all the way through an Oscar since Jack Palance.
Okay, well,
one of the greatest moments ever.
Actually, at this particular point with Ryan Seacrest, and it was great because I was going back between E and Channel 7, going back with the different points. Evidently, I don't think they did an overhead shot to see just what it is when you do the red carpet. It's interviewer after interviewer after interviewee or interviewer. And so evidently what he did is he was, of course, speaking in his accent and is playing the character, and he pretends that he accidentally trips, and the vase carrying or the urn carrying the ashes poured all over Ryan Seacrest. Okay, if anybody deserves an award, Ryan Seacrest kept his cool. Now, he's probably wearing $1,000 tux or more.
Provided by the...
I mean, it was probably a Tom Ford, Gucci tux, something. And this guy flips the ashes, I mean, literally, in his face, on his chest, next to the gal that was in the beautiful gown next to him that she was interviewing. She looked like, I don't know who she was covering, which television station or syndicated place that she's covering. But it took a long time for them, and it wasn't just a little bit. It was really obnoxious, and I'm not sure what happened. It'd be interesting to hear what happened in the tabloids after, if they kind of escorted him off, because in another scene I saw him further on down the carpet. But, Ryan Seacrest really handled that graciously, and they knew he was going to do something. But thank God they didn't have him on stage. It was very inappropriate. Very inappropriate.
I think so. Okay. Before we take our break, when we come back, we're going to have, like I said, we've never done this before, and I'm looking forward to this, is talking to Billy Cook, who's coming in here to do talking about putting ink on people. And this is something, I have never talked
and piercings.
To and piercing. I've never talked to anybody like that, and I've got all types of questions, and
you're
hope
like,
that you all
do
too.
It?
Now, the chat room is just going is very hot with what's happening today at Anselmo's. We're going to be talking about that later on in the show.
Hey,
but first, we're going to give away.
We've got two tickets here. 1 minute. Give us a call right now, 605-4567.
Don't tell them what the tickets are for. We have two tickets you're really going to like. The first person that calls. It's for this weekend. You're going to love these tickets. Just give us a call. We're not telling you what it is.
605-4567. Hurry, Bob's waiting.
I guarantee you that you will like these tickets. The first person that calls, 605-4567. Somebody's called already.
Somebody's calling.
Okay.
We're going to give more away, too. So we got to make sure we give these away because it's weekend.
It's going to be this weekend.
Okay, let's
tell us
give
who
us
it
name.
Is.
Okay.
Give us a name.
Dan. We have Dan on the line.
Dan, you just won two tickets to the Boat Sport and RV Show.
Are you on,
good
Dan?
For Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. You there, Dan?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Fine. You just won two tickets to the boat, sport, and RV show, unless you need four.
Not two, fine. Thank you.
You all got them, right. And it could be Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Come by the station,
Dan,
and get
stay on the line. I'm going to need your information.
All right.
All right. Thank you, guys.
And all, thank you, Dan, for listening, and thanks for calling. We got more people calling in, too. We've got a couple more tickets I know you'll like even better than that.
We're going to take a break here. KCNR 1460.
The Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicking off the trading day in a sea of red after the world's leading economies told Europe it must commit more money to fight its debt crisis before seeking broader help. A statement from the G20 finance leaders also puts additional pressure on Germany to drop its opposition to a bigger European bailout fund. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow now down 73 points. Shares of home improvement retailer Lowe's are climbing higher after posting a better-than-expected fourth quarter. The mild winter may have hurt sales of snowblowers and other winter gear, but sales of plants and other warmer weather items have been strong. And the civil trial against BP over the 2010 oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico has been delayed a week. The judge in the case pushing back the start for another week to allow BP to try and cut a deal with 120,000 businesses and individuals affected by the disaster. The trial was set to begin today in New Orleans. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
Hey, this is Mike Rowe talking with Jim Twitchell, a real live Ford senior master technician. Can the work save me money on gas, yes or no?
Yes. By making sure that your car is in optimal running condition, you save yourself fuel.
Get all the service you need and save money on gas. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate at your local Ford dealer.
Can you think of one good reason why somebody wouldn't bring their Ford to you for the Works Fuel Saver Package?
Honestly, Mike, no.
Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating California Ford dealer for rebate details through 3/31/12. Claim based on EPA averages.
Month of Tobacco and Brew, the coffee special will be chocolate truffle mocha or white mocha raspberry. 16 ounces of a hot drink for $3 through February. Treat your sweetie to a delicious cup of hot coffee. Tobacco and Brew also has flavored loose teas and vanilla maple coffee beans on sale.
In the humidor, we are offering the Macanudo. The Macanudo is one of the most recognizable and popular cigar brands in the world, and if you purchase three, you get one free. It's known for its mild flavor and body. Tobacco and Brew is also collecting old or damaged American flags that need proper honor and care in their disposal.
And did you know, when you bring in your empty bottles and cans to Tobacco and Brew, they will donate them to the Empire Recovery Center.
That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, honey, hop in the Jeep. Let's go get a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jazrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
Buongiorno, how are you? This is Luigi Bianco. It's time for the Festa again.
And I'm Kathleen. Hey, don't miss the 33rd annual Festa Italiana, March 10th. We're going to have Dan St. Paul as this year's comedian, and there will be dancing to Lou White and the band.
That's right, I'll be there. Good food, good company, and that Dago red wine. No, you don't have to be Italian to come to this thing. You don't even have to know where Italy is on the map. Just come and have a good time. You have to be over 21.
For tickets, give me a call. That's Kathleen White, 359-2078.
In winter, we spend more time indoors, our windows are closed, and there is less fresh air to breathe. The air ducts keep circulating the same air around, the air containing a cough or sneeze or sore throat, dust and mites that have settled in, or pollutants from home chemicals. When was the last time your air ducts were professionally decontaminated? I mean really cleaned. Call for the flu season, relax, breathe easy, duct cleaning service. Flu season for professional air duct, dryer vent, and chimney service. 221-3331 or 527-3331.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank advantage today, serving Reading at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. And Carl, Linda Bott, 7:35 in the morning. It's February the 27th, 44 degrees out there. Tell us what the weather's going to be like
here. It's 44 degrees today. It's going to be a beautiful day. The temperature is going to be, we have scattered showers, chance of about 20%. It looks beautiful out right now from the KCNR studios. I can see the sun gleaming over somebody's silver SUV out there. I don't know who that is. But anyway, currently going to be 52, partly cloudy tonight with temperature around 34 degrees. The weather's also always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Now, this segment right now, Carl and I are just like little kids. Tell me more. Billy York, tattoo extraordinaire, owner of Nathan's Tattoos.
Nathan's Anthems Tattoos.
Welcome
to our show.
I'm feeling very welcome. Thank you.
Well, you know what?
And you're a neighbor. Welcome.
Billy is one of our newest advertisers here, and we're going to be starting next month, but we're going to be talking about that because, I have never talked to anybody probably longer than 5 minutes that's ever done what you do. The only reason being is as I was telling you, at 30 years in the Marine Corps and so many Harley rides, I can't count them, standing in tat shops, never once have I had
The great opportunity.
I've had all these opportunities, and never once.
To talk to the artist.
You're right, to talk to the guy that does it.
And it is an art form, and so here we're probably like, some of our listeners or people in our chat pack, why? So let's break it down to some of the questions.
Let's talk about Billy first. Because a lot of people, you're a graduate of Penn State.
Yes.
And a former soldier, Army.
Yeah.
When were you in?
Thank you for your service.
I appreciate it. Yeah, that was great. 92 to 95. Started off in Missouri and Texas and spent most of the time in Germany and a half a year in Saudi Arabia.
Okay, you just barely missed the Desert Storm then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I went in Saudi Arabia in 93. It was still a combat zone.
Right.
The actual
right.
fighting had just ended, so was fortunate not to get into any of that nastiness.
Well, thank you for your service, like Linda
yes.
says. We appreciate any of our veterans, any of our heroes that are out there that have served.
And another, you are the have become a member of the
Association of Professional Piercers.
Yes, it's basically, in my business is tattooing and body piercing, and, definitely we don't body pierce too many 30-year Marine veterans, that's for sure, but,
day's not over yet.
Going to be more 16-year-old navels for the young ladies, but...
That's a good question. Okay, yeah. At what point can people start getting pierced? Do they need permission or something?
The ages vary depending on the types of piercings.
Okay.
And then sometimes the shops are going to dictate what age. And sometimes a shop owner or a shop body piercer can evaluate the age and the relationship between the child and the parent in just a few moments and perhaps call it off.
Oh, okay. Does that happen very often?
Not very often.
So, what would you say your average age is of the people that come into your shop?
That's a very difficult question to answer, but I will say the truth is, the reality is, our core audience is going to be that age from 16 to 35.
Okay.
But don't get me wrong, there's always those great stories of a couple coming in who has been married for 40-plus years, and they're in their 70s, and they're coming in for their first tattoos, And those are the real special stories.
I love it.
You can do that Roseanne Barr, Tom, what's-his-name
thing.
Well,
yeah, well, yeah, but I bet Roseanne and Tom are a little bit sorry they did that. I mean, it was like, you know, like full-size pictures of each other on their bodies.
There's so many interesting questions that, you know, we want to pose. Billy York, and he is our guest. If you have any calls that you would like to ask Billy, do give us a call here on our hotline, 605-4567. There is going to be a special that Billy's running, and this is a really brilliant idea because we have 20,000-plus veterans here in the North State. And in the next month, you're going to be giving away – how about you share – you can say it so much better than me.
Sure. Next 2 months. Next 2 months, we're going to be giving away $300 worth of tattoo each month, so a total of $600 worth of tattooing. A lot of times these veterans will want an old tattoo to be touched up or covered up, or perhaps they might just want a new piece, and $300 worth of tattoo is going to definitely help out with a lot of that. So that's going to be pretty exciting.
Well, you know what we're talking about here, and with Billy and his very professional crew, we're going to take a break here in a little bit, but when we come back, we want to talk a bit more about that. But also, I've got questions in here. Where did you learn? How did you learn to do this,
yeah,
you know, the piercing, and where do people go to? I mean, is there the University of Tattooing or something like that?
Are
where
you
people
apprentice
go to?
Someone,
or do you have to, or?
Unfortunately, there is one or two of those more on the East Coast and stuff, but that's tends to be grossly inappropriate.
Is it called body art, ink art? What is the term?
All that stuff applies, really. Yeah, yeah. Body art is great. Body modifications is fine, as there's more things aside from tattoos and piercings that are being done nowadays as well.
I want to talk about that when we come back.
The other board.
It sounds scary. Yeah. It sounds scary.
I think you have a really big show that happens here once a year at the convention center, too, that's all about the body piercing and the... I don't know. Is it called suspension?
Yeah, we've done suspension plenty of times.
When we come back, we're going to talk about that. Get ready Monday morning. Get ready, you guys.
We have more tickets to give away, too, and we're not going to tell you what they're for.
Turn up your radio, 1460 AM.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
My daughter swims like she's part fish, but when she developed asthma, I worried she wouldn't be able to do the things she loves. There were lots of specialists, lots of advice. Without United Healthcare, I couldn't keep track of it all. United Healthcare has tools to help her pediatrician coordinate her care, so everyone works as a team.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Now we both breathe easier.
Cowboy Open Party Down.
The biggest three-day rodeo in the country. April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Get your tickets now for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Call 527-1000 or go online to redbluffroundup.com.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
I get it, Bob. I get your bump music. Ow, I believe in miracles.
Carl in Dubai, 7:45 in the morning, February the 27th.
Except the lying. I'll just fill in the blanks.
Yeah, I know. Billy York, owner of Nathan's Anthems Tattoos.
That's what he
and
does.
Piercing parlor. Yes. Down here is our guest, and we're having a good time talking to Billy. He's a good guy. Okay, now we're talking about this. It's kind of a drawing for $300 worth of tattoos in March and $300 again in April.
Yeah.
And this the way you do that is you come down to your store, to your shop, and you just sign up for it. And it's veterans only.
Yeah, veterans only. Show some veteran ID.
Sign up, and then you could win that $300. Let's say you have a piece of art that or tattoo, you know, that could be something that was that you just are tired of looking at. Needs to be reframed, restructured, re-inked, and that's the goal.
Yeah, that's the goal. And you know, again, a lot of veterans would like that. Either a cover-up or a touch-up. A cover-up is just changing it into, hey, I really don't want any of this anymore, or this name, or bleh, let's change it into something else entirely.
We want to take the name Gloria off my chest.
Well, yeah, there used to be a time back in the 70s or 80s that in our society, and that it really has changed. And this is where we get this difference of the age bracket, because at a time it used to be the tattoos were considered to be like thuggery, or that you'd been a convict.
Or service.
Or
service.
But on the other hand, I'm just telling you from my school, of people that I would, you know, in my family, I used to say that you were either like had the anchor, you were in the Navy. Oh, they were either in the Navy, or you had been, you know,
a biker.
Exactly.
Yeah. And these are conversations I have every day in my studio with my families. And a lot of times it's very difficult sometimes for our parents and grandparents to understand some of the younger ones that they're bringing in for the piercings. And we help bridge that culture gap, and there is that gap. And I will argue that throughout humanity, there has never been as many changes as there has been in the last 80 years, and which is why it's so very difficult for us to understand.
That's a great observance right there, Billy. Hey, we got a bunch of questions coming in here.
Bring it on. I love it.
Okay.
Billy,
What will $300 get you? How big?
Big is one thing. Detail is another thing. You know, basically, it's going to save a couple hours worth on the pocketbook. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Kind of get you in there and see what we can do for you, and it just help get your ideas going and, you know, get you motivated.
Is it expensive to get a tattoo? And again, I'm sure that depends on size and the intricacy of it.
Absolutely.
Let's just
say
I wanted to have something like USMC.
Yeah.
Just the letters.
Right.
That's like some people like somebody's name.
Great question. That's going to be covered by the shop minimum. Every shop's going to need a minimum, although that tattooing itself may only take 7 minutes.
Uh-huh.
There is a preparation that's going to take much longer, the cleanliness, the setting up. There is stuff that is going to be disposed of for forever. Then there is going to be stuff that is going to be reprocessed, re-cleaned, re-pouched, re-sterilized. You know what I mean? So there are some fees out there.
Wow.
That's a good point right
there.
Like
a surgeon.
Well, but that's a good point. Like the needles that you use on people. What happens to them?
All single use, all sterile, and all disposed of after one use.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's really important.
It's of course
important. Okay, so and so a good shop or a reputable shop will not turn around and reboil them or something and stick them in there.
Okay, you're talking to the layman here, so let's pretend you've gone to kindergarten and you're explaining body art, body tattooing, body art, piercing 101. Yeah. Absolutely first time for some people listening that will look, they'll go and they'll see somebody that's got that beautiful sleeve. The body sleeve. And I know that can be really people, they go in sections because it is a work in progress.
Yes, set blocks of 4 hours or 6 hours or 3 hours over the period, you know, over the course of several months, perhaps. Yeah.
Several months.
You know, blocks of time.
I understand that. And does it hurt?
Sure, it hurts. But you know, the answer is more complicated than that. Typically, it hurts a lot less than you think. Certain areas of the body are going to hurt more. You know, there's little subtle differences, nuances that'll change a little bit.
Okay.
Well, women tattoo, it is very common in the cosmetic world for women of a certain age to get their eyebrows tattooed, their eyeliner tattooed, and their lips tattooed. It makes me, my mother's had her eyebrows and her lips tattooed. And
your mom did?
Yes. You don't know that. There's a lot of women I know that have had that work done, and it's not.
Oh, permanent makeup.
Permanent makeup, but it's tattoo.
And we'll be providing that soon at my studio.
Oh, really? Well, you'll probably be seeing me because, you know, I'm getting a.
I won't forget you said that.
No, you'll be seeing me. I have never been, just to share with our listeners, I've never been tattooed as well. I did not get my ears pierced till I was 20 years old. So I want to talk about the fact that's your specialty, too, and that you have become, you know, associated with pro piercers.
Can we talk about this right after the break, okay? Because we have to take a break right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. We have then, 10 minute, you know, we've got these little 10-minute segments. So Billy York is our guest with Nathan's Anthems Tattoos, KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
7:53 in the morning. Welcome back. 46 degrees here in the downtown studios.
We're having a great time with Billy York here, who owns Nathan's Anthems Tattoos, which is on the corner of
Market and Tehama.
Market and Tehama. If you come down to our studio here at 1326 Market Street, and you just kind of like be looking at our sign and casually turn to your left
right down
and walk to the end of the street, there's Nathan.
Right down the street from Dandelion. So, and then, yes, you are running a special. We're excited to have you with next month and the month after. If you go and you sign up, you go and show your veteran ID, Nathan, Billy's going to be offering at Nathan's Anthem Tattoos the fact that you could win a $300 gift certificate, if you will, to go towards either freshening, renewing, or perhaps getting a brand new tattoo, but you have to be
absolutely
a veteran.
That's right. Now, Nathan, we talked about the Association of Professional Piercers. Tell me about that.
Well, yeah, basically that's there's a lot of body piercers out there. There's a lot of studios out there. Unfortunately, a lot of them have not very high standards. And by being a member of the Association of Professional Piercers, we are bound to higher standards that other studios are not. And the reality is we're in a small town that doesn't have a lot of money. So, we have to spend a lot of time and money and effort on being the best we can do, being the best we can be, continuous improvement, you know, and there are some new laws coming down right now in California, and that we are going to be elevating the standards even more. So that's going to be great. We're hoping that's going to help, get tighten up the industry a little
bit. Well, you know, frankly, the idea of tattoos and piercings, I'm sure for some people, they've been very hesitant because of just, you know, of going into some of these places that don't meet the requirements that you have.
Sure.
And, you know, and you keep very high standards there, and you make sure that everything is done correct, because the last thing you want is an injury or anything like that, because it is a place where when you tattoo somebody, there is blood.
Yeah.
And so getting rid of all the needles, making sure everything that touches a body that gets blood on it is gone after that.
Yeah. You know, I just taught a class last night. I've been an instructor for the American Red Cross. I teach bloodborne pathogens. I just taught a class last night in Chico to people about this. And the reality is your dental office, could be, you know, a scary place. And so could your little medical clinic.
Oh, yeah. If they don't handle things.
Wow. Crazy okay. Sometimes. So let's talk about the piercings. What is there a trend?
There's always going to be trends, without a doubt. You know, body piercing in Western America really started to take off only in the 70s, so still very, very new to America and to the Western world. And, yeah, there's going to be many, many trends, you have to be on top of those trends to be a great studio. I mean, there's some new piercings out now that are just really crazy, and they could go anywhere. And
like,
you know,
just a quick example.
You know,
that,
there's these things that have been out for maybe five and a half years. We call them single point piercings. They go by many names, dermal anchors, surface anchors. There are a lot of cautions about them. They're not always going to work forever. They're going to have to come out of the body, but you can almost kind of put them on your body and bedazzle you in some places.
Like body bling.
Usually in places where you couldn't get piercings in the past. So it's kind of opened up a few things ago. That was about
I don't even want to ask about that. Because, frankly, that's right now. I just got this little shiver up my back. Piercings where you don't normally get piercings, but there have been piercings everywhere for centuries.
Yes, Carl.
I mean, literally for centuries.
Carl, you have done your research, and you know some stuff, and you're right. There have been piercings there, and because you say for centuries, we might know of a book called the Kama Sutra. There is some piercings mentioned in the Kama Sutra as a gift to one's... Oh, maybe I shouldn't go there. A gift to one's lover.
You can go there.
Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Monday morning?
As long as you don't use hyphenated words, we're okay.
No.
Stay away from the seven.
That's right. Stay away from the nasty seven.
Well, you know, now it makes me want to kind of, you know, it's almost like when things are forbidden, it's like, I want to open that book and see what you're talking about. How about, there was a time when really a lot of teens were getting their bellies pierced. Is that a trend gone by?
No way. Very important piercing. Belly buttons. Great piercing. Still very popular. Mm-hmm. One of the most popular ones.
Somebody told me that the belly button piercing, though, gets more infected than others. Is that true?
Yes and no. The no is very rarely do infections occur, and that's where doctors are unfortunately going to make a lot of mistakes. But the navel is very difficult to heal. It can very well take months. Needs to be taken care of properly. And the ones that were done 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, almost always failed because the piercer told them to rotate the darn thing and use a rubbing alcohol and things we don't want to do for our piercing.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
How about the tongue? How often would you say when people... There was a time, it seems to me, that was very, very popular.
We have 1 minute. Is that very popular? Okay, we have 1 minute. Let me ask this last. Well, we've got to get this done before we have to break.
Billy,
we'll have you back again. But
talk about
if
fast.
Parents have questions, you know, they should probably give you a call.
Oh, please.
So you can explain everything to them.
Oh, I cannot explain that enough.
Yeah. And that, you know, because if your child is going to be pierced or tattooed, you want it somebody that cares and that's going to tell you the truth. And Billy's that kind of guy. So, Billy? Nathan's Anthem's Tattoo right here on Market.
Billy York. What's your phone number?
241-8288.
241-8288. So give him a call.
We'll have Billy back on.
Drop
and
by.
Again, we're going to be talking about the free tattoo for a veteran here next month and a month after that.
Thanks,
Carl
Linda
Bott, Free Fire Radio. When we come back, we're going to be talking wine. How do you make wine? How do you make good wine?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. 5 students shot and wounded at a high school this morning in Chardon, Ohio.
We are taking 5 parents in at a time.
They're trying to release the rest of the students in an orderly way now. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has what happened live.
The gunman opening fire in the Chardon High School cafeteria at the start of the school day. The extent of the injuries is not known, but a medical helicopter was sent to the campus. A single shooter, Chardon Police Chief Tim McKinnis says, is in custody.
He actually turned himself in to a couple innocent bystanders just north of the city here in Chardon Township.
Anxious parents have been lining up all morning outside the school to pick up their students, Dave.
Jared, it's the day before Republicans vote in Michigan, and it's a close race.
We need the kind of change that's going to be big in Washington, D.C. Not some minor change, not some reshuffling of the deck chairs.
But Rick Santorum is not Mitt Romney's kind of change.
Senator Santorum's a nice guy, but he's never had a job in the private sector.
Those two candidates rallying in Michigan this morning in a dead heat in some polls. Arizona also votes tomorrow. Mother Nature is still in pole position at the Daytona 500. The race delayed again. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live at the Speedway.
Now, Dave, the rain is not playing fair, and so the start time for an already delayed Daytona 500 slips from noon to 7 p.m. Eastern.
I couldn't sit here and guarantee you that we'll start at 7 o'clock, but our confidence of starting at 7 o'clock this afternoon is a whole lot better than it is at noon.
NASCAR President Mike Helton adds Tuesday is still an option if weather doesn't hold up this afternoon, but that they will continue to dry the track and start as close to 7 as possible, Dave.
We're having problems aboard another Costa cruise ship. A fire broke out and the Allegra's engines aren't working, so the ship is adrift. But the Italian Coast Guard says that fire has been put out. All the passengers are safe. Last month, the Costa Concordia ran aground off Italy's coast, killing at least 25 passengers. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
When you were a kid, you had all sorts of toys. Toy cars, boats, trucks, entire toy boxes full of fun. Of course, you never really outgrow your toys, do you? It's just that now, instead of a box full, you have a garage full. Cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, ATVs, and more. As you get older, your love of toys just gets stronger. So protect those toys the best way possible by switching to Allstate. An Allstate agent can help do the switching, paperwork, bundle all your policies together, and even find you a bunch of discounts. So if you love your toys, make sure you protect your toys by making one call to an Allstate agent.
Protect all your toys with Allstate. Find an agent near you at allstate.com today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Amid all the anti-American anger in Afghanistan, the UN is moving international staff from an office in the northern part of the country that was attacked by demonstrators last week, all this over the burning of Qurans at a U.S. base. Europe is putting more sanctions on Syria's regime, trying to put a further financial squeeze on the central bank and some government officials, as the Red Cross has delivered aid in the Syrian city of Hama, hit hard in the crackdown on a rebellion.
The daily sound of fighting in the besieged city of Homs. Activists say Syrian artillery continues to rain down on rebel-held areas. It's expected the Syrian government is getting ready to announce results from a referendum they held Sunday on a new constitution. Dismissed by the West and opposition, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say up to 60 civilians killed while the voting took place. In Jerusalem, Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
BP has an extra week to try to settle lawsuits over the 2010 Gulf oil spill. Today's trial delayed.
At stake are tens of billions of dollars for BP and Anadarko, co-owners of the Macondo well, Transocean, which owned the Deepwater Horizon rig, and Halliburton, paid to cement the well shut. The companies were on the hook for violations of the Oil Pollution Act and Clean Water Act.
That's Fox's Phil Keating. Some economists are a little more optimistic.
The National Association for Business Economics says its latest member survey reveals that most see an improved economy this year. They predict the gross domestic product will grow at a rate of 2.4% on the back of strong growth in business spending. They believe the unemployment rate will stick at around 8.3%, down from November's prediction of just under 9%. And the economists predict builders will start work on about 700,000 new homes in 2012. In Washington, Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
Now, the price of oil is sliding today, down more than a dollar, but its recent surge has gas up again. AAA says regular's $3.70 a gallon on average. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And Carl Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning on February the 27th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can join our chat room, as many of you have out there. There's John and Indy and, gosh, let me see, Sun and Angels out there and a guest, different guest, that come in here. We also are streaming our video live at livestream.com/freefireradio.
We do have tickets to give away this morning, and in case you're on,
don't tell them what they are.
And you're on the internet and you're checking out that beautiful brunette. You're going to be hearing about Chandra Miller's insight on why this region is so wonderful. She is the winemaker up at Ensemble Vineyards. You know we're going to be having the Chapel Gate up there today, but you'll probably get to run into Chandra. And so this morning we thought we would we're educating people today on so many things, but we do have tickets to give away. You know, in this hour, Carl, because this is going to be for this weekend, we've got to start giving these
away because this weekend is actually
March, which is weird.
Yeah,
right.
March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
So currently 46 degrees. We're going to have scattered showers today with temperatures reaching around 52. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 34 degrees. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Let's go to Elizabeth. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. What's going on?
Great. Well, I just wanted to call and let everybody know what we're doing at the tea party tonight. We meet at 6 o'clock at 2570 South Bonneview Road, and that's the Destiny Fellowship Church. We're going to be showing a movie tonight that talks about the wolf issue that seems to be on a lot of people's minds, and they're kind of curious about the reasoning for reintroducing wolves into the western United States. And we will be showing a movie called Crying Wolf, and it is only an hour long, so I encourage people, if they're interested in getting educated about that issue, to come out and join us.
Now, are you all, are you putting anything out about this rally up in Ensemble's today?
Oh, yeah. There'll be a lot of people up there today.
Well, you know what? Do you find it kind of interesting? We're going to talk about this at 8:30, so I hope that you're listening then, about this, Shasta County Board of Supervisors deciding to hold a meeting today to discuss what everybody is rallying about.
Now, it's really funny that you should mention that, Carl, because as we're speaking, I've got my laptop with that article right in front of me.
Well, you know, I find it amusing, and we're going to be talking about it at 8:30, especially when Les Baugh, who is running for Senate, says, I don't see any connection between them.
And, you know, you would think he'd want to be out there today.
You would think so, but, you know, because Les said, in fact,
people.
Les said, I would like to see the chapel built. He actually said that, but I kind of, you know, I find it interesting that, that having this meeting today by Board of Supervisors, Leonard Modi, didn't do this. I mean, you know, like they didn't know that this other rally was going on. I just, you know.
It's very interesting.
Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about it at 8:30 because what could be the ramifications of it? You've already got the lawyer for the county saying they can't change it anyway. Well, I'm not sure about that.
Right.
But we'll talk about that. Anyway.
I look forward to tuning in.
Okie dokie.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
See you later.
You have a great week.
You have a great week as well. Okay, as our 8:10 moment here on KCNR every morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10, our Wells Fargo moment. Good morning, Josh Wiley.
Well, good morning. Stocks are lower in the opening hour of trading as discouraging news out of Europe weighs on investors. Currently, the Dow's down 13 points at 12,969, while the NASDAQ is down 2 at 2,961. And the S&P 500 is down 1 at 1,364. Oil's down $1.19 at $108.58 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.05%. Gold's up $1.30 this morning at $1,777, while silver is up 7 cents at $35.49 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, GE's down 2 dimes at $19.04. ExxonMobil's up a nickel at $87.39, while Coca-Cola is down 11 pennies at $68.89. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Josh. We really appreciate you always calling in with Wells Fargo Moment. We've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about wine making and why this region is so powerfully wonderful with all the great wines, wow, right here in the North State.
And at 8:30, we're going to be talking about the rally being held out in Somos today and what happened at the Board of Supervisors yesterday or Friday may have an impact on today's rally. But we'll be talking about that at 8:30. Anyway, we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Appearance
and I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm gonna have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Experience Sarabella Home, the place for all your home and garden decor. From the moment you enter, you'll see amazing treasures and unique gifts for any and all budgets. Sarabella Home also features local artisans with one-of-a-kind items. They also offer fresh floral services for weddings and special events. With over 11 years of floral experience, Sarabella Home, 605-0708 in the Mistletoe Plaza just down from Carmona's. Sarabella Home, let our home inspire yours.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Really excited about this portion of the show, which is brought to you by
Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Go down and see Jeff Wurst down at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. Nobody does a better job in fixing your windshield than Jeff Wurst. If it's just a little, you know, a little stone crack, a little stone digging, it can grow into a large crack, ruin your windshield. He can fix the little ding, but he can also fix cracks up to 24 inches in length. He puts them under a special treatment, special epoxy. He guarantees his work. I can't say enough about Jeff Wurst and Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373.
All right. We'd like to introduce to you now our new guest. Her name is Chandra Miller. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Linda. Glad to be here.
And Chandra, don't be afraid. Get up there on that microphone because we want people to hear the information. Chandra is the winemaker out at Anselmo Vineyards. And at the break, and meeting you not long ago, share with our listeners a little bit of history about where, how you become a winemaker and how you got to this region.
You know, Linda, it's actually something that I went to school for. I have educational background in microbiology, chemistry, as well as oenology, which actually is winemaking. A lot of people don't realize that it's something that you can get a degree in. And so I've gone to school all over the Northwest, in Oregon, Southern Oregon University, as well as UC Davis. I'm currently in two different programs. One's a Wine and Spirits Education Trust program out of London, and the other is the Master of Wine program out of London. And so the Wine and Spirits Education program actually trains you for international winemaking and vinification techniques. So something that my UC Davis actually prepared me for in oenology was exactly how to make wine, but they really concentrate on New World winemaking, especially California winemaking, and research techniques. And so it really helped my science background and understanding. However, both the Master of Wine program as well as the WSET program out of London, they really concentrate on international winemaking and techniques. And it actually helps because it helps you understand when you go to different regions that have different microclimates, as well as we have not only all over the West Coast, but once you actually, if you go into regions such as Southern Oregon or regions that they have up in Washington as well as Northern California, there's different microclimates within one large climate and different soil types. And you can actually look at good vinification practices, which is how to grow the fruit, as well as how to make wine and different techniques if you look at other regions that have been doing it for a lot longer than we have. So that's one thing that has helped with.
Well, that just is fascinating in itself when you think about the science of making wine, mm-hmm. and that there's courses and international studies on. Mm-hmm. Okay, so at the break we were talking about the region. So what is the region called here?
You know what? We actually have petitioned for and we're looking to get approved for Inwood Valley AVA, so that would be the appellation up by Anselmo's,
mm-hmm.
and so that I believe by April. Hopefully.
So Inwood Valley, what does AVA stand for?
AVA is an appellation, and so it's like Napa Valley and Sonoma Valley, Carneros. Those are all different appellations or different regions, and they're basically defined by their climate that they offer. It has everything to do with the climate and the topography as well as the soil type. And there has to be something there that is unique and will allow the grapevines to express themselves in a different way than other regions.
So what makes the Inwood, if you go, say we're not in Inwood. Inwood's where, of course, we're in Salmos is. But outside of Inwood, there's other wineries. There's 22, 24, how many wineries now?
You know, I don't know the exact number. I apologize, but I know it's above 20.
Yeah, it's above 20.
Somebody
yeah.
said to me Christine, who represents wine, she mm-hmm. said, honey, you know, you don't need to go to Napa because you have it right up here in the North Sea. A lot of people don't even know about it, but I can take you to 20-some wineries that, you know, and she loves Chardonnay, and I love Chardonnay, too. You guys have some really great wine, and you just had a new release.
We did. We had a release of our 2009 Cabernet Sauvignon, which is very special. It's that Cabernet specifically, and the Cabernet that grows on the land is one of the main reasons why I actually took the position at Anselmo Vineyards. Anselmo Vineyards has a very unique microclimate, and we have found that Cabernet Sauvignon as well as Malbec actually excels there. And so it's not going to be that way for all the different wineries in this valley. Every winery that I've gone to thus far in this valley actually has a different microclimate on their land. And so because of that, because there's different soil types, there's different microclimates, meaning different weather patterns, as well as topography, basically every acreage or every piece of land that someone grows on is going to have different grape varietals that really excel there and grow to their fullest potential. And that Cabernet Sauvignon is just absolutely phenomenal. It's more of an I actually call it more of an old world style Cabernet. A lot of people might not know what I mean by that. It's more of what you typically find in Bordeaux, actually. And it's very expressive of the land and the terroir. It's a little bit lighter in style and I actually like to call it feminine because it has a little bit of floral aromatics, which is pretty typical for Cabernet, a little violet characteristic, as well as the red currant and a lot of spice. It's just very well structured, and it has phenomenal potential. And that was our very first vintage of harvesting that Cabernet off of that land was in 2009.
What do you, did you won an award for this particular wine, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We won a silver at the San Francisco Chronicle. Yeah,
wow.
Competition.
Well, you know that there's a lot of competition in the San Francisco Chronicle,
yes,
so coveted award.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so the 2009 is up at I know it's at the winery, and you know that this is about you are in charge of cultivating and
yes.
doing the wine up at. Are there other places that you can get the 2009?
You know what? That's something that we're working on. We are looking at distributing and selling our label at other venues. However, right now it's you can order it online and we can ship to you if you're in California. We're working on shipping to other states right now, and we are working on starting up a wine club. And so, soon, within the next couple months. Yes.
Okay, we're going to take a break here, and we're talking about winemaking and that this region right here where we live is just great for the grapes.
I'm telling you.
And that
are coming, and there's all these things coming.
We've got a lot going on here in Shasta County, and we could have more. And we just hope that we make it easy for people to come in here. We'll be right back.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hi, folks. Chief Master Sergeant Bob Dunlap, United States Air Force, retired, and your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer.
It was truly an honor and a privilege to serve our country for 26 years as a member of the United States Air Force, and now I'm proud to serve on another very important team working hard to erect a memorial to all Air Force veterans at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. This one-of-a-kind memorial will be dedicated to all the fine men and women who have sacrificed so much to ensure America's superiority in the skies. To learn more about the Air Force Memorial and how you can personally support this project, please visit our webpage at www.usafmemorial.org. Thank you, and remember, aim high, Air Force.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Meeting. Carl and about 8:24 in the morning, February the 27th. It's interesting to watch Linda smack herself in the face
with the headphones.
Hey, we have two tickets here to the... All right, I have two tickets. Get ready. Reading Civic Auditorium this Saturday and Sunday. For the Gun and Antique Show. That's right. Two tickets for the Gun and Antique Show at the Reading Civic Auditorium either day right now.
605-4567 is the hotline here. Give us a call. You get those two tickets for the Gun and Antique Show. How fun. I think we're going to go Sunday.
That's where you want to go out and get ready.
Got a lot going on
by picking up those antiques,
week.
Of course. And they sell, there's all types of things they can sell there. And you know what? Take advantage of it while you can. You know? Hey, our guest is Chandra Miller. Who is the you know, it's a little old winemaker, me. It used to be like a commercial like that, but that's Chandra. She's the winemaker up at Ensemble's. It was not, you know, this just happened to fall into place here like this, that you were coming on this day as opposed to, because we had just, you know, of other things. It has nothing to do with the rally at all. The fact is that we're going to have her here for about another 5 minutes, and we're going to talk about things that are going on in the county and stuff. So we want to get these last 5 minutes in that. One of the things we've talked about, it's up here is just a great place to grow grapes for wine.
It really is, Carl. It's very unique, and one of the things that we were talking about on the break that I was mentioning to Linda and Carl is I had mentioned that I'm in the Master of Wine program, but one of the things about the Master of Wine program is you have to be able to blind taste any wine from any region in the world. And believe it or not, you can taste the land and you can taste specific characteristics. And this microclimate has that ability mainly because of the volcanic soil times. It's very, very expressive of its terroir. And so both the Malbec and the Cabernet that we're growing up on our land, as well as other varietals that are being grown around the region, you can be able to taste the terroir and smell the terroir from that land. And
Could you describe to our listeners what terroir is?
Yeah, terroir is the expression of land in wine. And believe it or not, you can smell and taste the land in wine. One of the most common characteristics actually is if you ever smell or taste minerality in wine. And what I mean by minerality is if you go outside right when it started raining,
yes.
That first rain of the season, and you smell
the earth.
The earth, that concrete, right when it starts to get wet. That actually is what we call minerality in wine. And it's very expressive of a specific soil type. So minerality you actually find in limestone soil types or even granitic soil types. And so same with volcanic soil types, you end up getting specific flavors and characteristics specifically from the volcanic soil types. And some of the best wine grown regions of the world actually are grown on volcanic soil types.
Interesting. Well, I grew up in Placerville.
Yes,
and
I was born there.
Oh, my God. Well, here we go. So Pleasant Valley, you know, we're Pleasant
yes.
Valley.
So, yes.
So now right at the end of Leisure Lane, there's wineries out there and Diamond I should spell it like, you know, in Diamond Hill and Pollock Pines,
yes.
There's a bunch of wineries.
Yes. Yeah, and, you know, 30 years ago when I was growing up as a kid, there really weren't any wineries. And now it's filled that entire region. And it's because of the soil type. You know, you're no longer in the Cascades, but you're in the Sierra Nevada Mountains. And the soil type is just so unique there, as well as the microclimates. It is a little bit warmer, so they tend to excel in anything from Zinfandel up into the Italian varietals. Believe it or not, Barbera, Nebbiolo, Sangiovese, they're actually winning some world-class awards for their Italian varietals.
Now, is it true that all the wine, all the vineyards in France, or almost all of them, are there because of the United States?
You know, I...
You've heard this too, haven't you?
I have heard
it. Is that the French vineyards at one time back in the 1800s, early 1800s, had this terrible blight, but because this one guy from California had gone over there and taken a cutting from every type of grape.
Is that true?
Which is why there's no Zinfandel
in
France, because they didn't take that cutting back.
Well, not necessarily, actually. So what happened was vines actually have been grown in France for thousands of years. And so it was one of the regions that originated. And so the blight that actually occurred in the late 1800s actually was due to Americans. And so it's called phylloxera. They went to take a cutting of American vines actually over to France, and we brought phylloxera, a little mite over there, and it spread through and it devastated the vineyards, but our vines were actually resistant. Our rootstock was resistant to it. So what they did was they ended up taking our rootstock and grafting their vines onto our rootstock. So we
destroyed their vines first, and then we saved them. Okay, the first part didn't come out. All right, that we destroyed their vines. And another example of the United States saving the French.
Yes. And this is what we love about our educated winemaker, Chandra Miller.
I don't know where you... I know where I heard that first part. Yes. I'm not even going to mention
it. I've heard it quite a bit.
I bet you have.
Yeah. So you won the silver with the 209, and basically, what's the labeling on the 2009 up in Ensalmos? Is it...
What do you mean?
Is it called
Ensalmo Vineyards.
Ensalmo
Vineyards.
Yes,
it's just Ensalmo Vineyards. There's not a proprietary label like there is in the Majorette. And the Majorette actually is our unique red blend.
And what are wine classes?
You know what? Actually, that's a good point. Our wine classes are Wednesday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. I have wine sensory analysis classes that I offer, and that's to teach people how to actually taste and smell wine, exactly what you are tasting and smelling, as well as I teach wine blending classes. And so those are typically on Saturdays. It's an all-day class on Saturday, and you get to make your own case.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Love it.
Chandra. Yeah.
Thank you. We'll have you back again because we want to follow up on more of the wine. And when you start your wine club, please let us know.
Definitely.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to be talking rallies, the Board of Supervisors, blogs by Mark Beecham about what's going on also. You know, you need to know about this because this is a very strange, all of a sudden, it's gotten really weird out there. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Kirsten McNary. 5 students shot at Chardon High School outside Cleveland.
The FBI is now on the scene and believes the sole suspect is in custody. Parents who have heard from their children said the gunfire erupted this morning in the cafeteria.
Nick sent me a text. He said, "We are still okay. We haven't heard any more shots, and we moved a piano in front of the door."
A spokesperson for Cleveland's Metro Health System says a medical helicopter was sent to the high school, but the extent of the injuries is not yet known.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern. After a first ever cancellation because of rain, NASCAR's Daytona 500 is tentatively back on.
If weather permits, because it is a long process to drive, we'll be drying the track all day long. We'll be working on preparing the track for a 7 o'clock start whenever it's feasible and possible, because it is a long process.
NASCAR President Mike Hilton says Tuesday, also an option. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, I'm sitting here with Ann, and we're talking about Adamson's Peak Performance. A lot of women our age are starting to take control of their lives. It's never too late to get back into your body, right? Tell us about your story.
I've lost 26 pounds.
You look amazing.
I'll be 60 in January. I am much stronger. I can go the distance. My kids are very proud of me. They even comment, "Mom, I can really tell the difference."
Well, I haven't seen you in a few months, and I can say that you look 20 years younger.
It boils down to me, if I don't care about myself, I can't possibly care for anybody else in my family.
Thanks, Ann, for that great testimony. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006 or go to adamsonspeakperformance.com.
He drove his car to the shop, slammed on the brakes, and yelled, "You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed." Don Steck, the Coachmaster, Collision Repair. His car had been repaired after a collision, but now it had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently to one side or the other, and he never knew when it would occur. He was at wit's end. He had taken the car back multiple times to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. I walked around the car and could see evidence of a side impact, which gave me a clue to the problem. "I think I know what's wrong," I said. I put the car on the frame rack and compared its dimensions to a blueprint. As I suspected, the unibody was bent through the center of the vehicle. A test drive is an opinion. A blueprint is a fact. This vehicle should have been blueprinted before the repair. And no, the car was not possessed. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
North State Living, it's a good life forged by generations of determined, hardworking, independent pioneers and patriots like you. At Scott Valley Bank, we know when we work together, we make our good life better. We stand by our customers, strong, trustworthy, and proud, powered by their hopes and dreams, ready for the next challenge. Discover the Scott Valley Bank advantage today, serving Redding at 185 Hartnell across from Raley's. Scott Valley Bank, locals helping locals since 1858, member FDIC.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:35 in the morning on February the 27th. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live and chatting, I hope, at KCNR1460.com. We've got a new website coming up today, and I want you all to check out. But also, it also is going to gives us a chance to chat and a bunch of other things on a new website as soon as we get that up and running correctly. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Just go on down or take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold. You know what? These are great guys. They do a great job on your haircuts. And you know what? You sit down, catch up on your reading, catch up what's going on around town. It's like the old-time barbershop that gives you service there, too. It's not something that somebody there's bouncing the clippers off your head. Anyway, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. All right, let's get going here. You know, we've been talking about, you know, there's going to be a rally, and it's going to be a big rally out at Anselmo's today. And they're going to talk about the Shasta County environmental resources. And the thing about it is there was a stop work put on the chapel out at Anselmo's. And why was this done? Well, it kind of goes back for a while. And so you've got to ask yourself, what's going on? What is it with one division there, and one division that's run the resource management division, and the problems that Seven Hills Land and Cattle Company is having. Is it just one person and them, or is it bigger than that? Well, the question is who supervises Russ Maul and his resource division? Now, what falls under Russ? And Russ was on the show and, you know, came on and answered all of our questions, and he's, a likable kind of guy. But what falls under the resource division?
If you eat food, drink water, or breathe the air, we impact you every day.
That's what Russ does. If you eat food, drink water, or breathe air, it comes under Russ Maul, under his resource management division. All right. Now, it's even more than that, because it's after you eat food and you eliminate it, that also falls under also falls under his department because it's sewers and septic tanks too. So it's everything. Everything falls under Russ. Okay, so who manages Russ? Well, the Board of Supervisors manages Russ, yet somehow that there's a question about that because when it was brought in one of the meetings, one of the supervisors said, we don't supervise him. Well, yes you do. Larry Lees, who is the county administrator, and does a great job. Larry's been on the show several times. You know, and we'd like to have everybody back on again. I don't know if they will after what happens. But he, as he's pointed out, he doesn't hire or fire Russ Maul or eight other of the division heads. They all are hired or fired by the Board of Supervisors. Now, he puts in their, how they're doing, their his assessment of them and all that. But the hiring and firing is done by the supervisors. Well, it seemed that was a surprise to some of the supervisors the other day, which was kind of interesting. Well, anyway, because of what's happening out in Anselmo's, and if you take a look at Mark Beecham's blog of Sunday, the headline on it is, who cares if Glenn Hawes and Russ Maul, and Glenn Hawes, of course, is a supervisor, have gone hunting together in Mexico, Venezuela, and Canada? Well, Rivera's Anselmo does. And when Glenn was in here, and he said that he had gone hunting with Russ and that he had paid for it, but that Russ had paid him back, I was thinking, well, okay, I mean, that's fine, you're friends. And as Russ pointed out, he has many friends on the Board of Supervisors. Well, then, who exactly can take that step back and manage this? Who can take that step back? Well, the things that are going on with this and the general atmosphere of the county and one person controlling whether you eat, breathe, drink water, or go to the bathroom, fall under that one man. Well, who supervises that one man? Who supervises him on a daily basis? And who makes the decision about which of the rules, and there's thousands of laws and rules, as they point out in articles, who decides which ones are going to be enforced? Well, as Russ pointed out during the show, he says, we get together and we decide, because there are stupid rules out there. There are stupid reasons, so we just prioritize, which is kind of a word, we prioritize which ones we're going to enforce. Really? So is this done by you, Russ, or is this done by the Board of Supervisors? Who does that? So, you know, Russ has been doing this job for 25 years, so is he the one that just, he's the one that picks and chooses which ones are enforced? And if so, who checks on that? When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about that, and I also want to talk about this rally and then all of a sudden, a rapidly scheduled meeting of the Board of Supervisors to discuss this. And when's it going to be? During the rally. How interesting is that? We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea, and where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better. Better on the river.
Cowboy open party down.
The biggest three-day rodeo in the country. April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Get your tickets now for the Red Bluff Roundup.
Call 527-1000 or go online to redbluffroundup.com.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true. Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, and this is a target-rich environment out here today. 8:45 in the morning, February the 27th, Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Hey, our phone line's here at 530-605-4567, and we're chatting live on KCNR 1460. Do me a favor, give me a call and tell me how you feel about this. Here's my question is this. If this was just, you know, not important until today, why is the county meeting, why is the board of supervisors started by Leonard Modi say, you know, we have to have a meeting today? At the same time, the rally's going on out in Anselmo's. To me, right there, Anselmo's won his first victory. It's having the county supervisors actually take a look about who runs the department, on how the department heads are managed. A workshop today to discuss appointment and supervision of department heads. Now, that's going to happen at 2 o'clock. Well, the rally out in Anselmo's starts at 1. Well, you know, I have a feeling that we do the rally's on out there, and people can kind of move on back down. But again, tomorrow morning at the Board of Supervisors, there's going to be another rally there, and people are going to talk about what happened. This isn't about Anselmo, by the way. It's not about Anselmo. He is the one, though, that is fighting the first fight. And if we let this go, if we don't do something about this, if we don't take back the supervision of the county, we elect our supervisors to do this. And if there is a problem going on, if what Anselmo alleges about mitigation, about some of the things that have happened out there, and by the way, those depositions started this morning, then I have a feeling that if we don't keep our eye on this and at least ask what's going on, and if at least keep our hands into this, then if this is blown over and pushed away, what's going to happen after that? Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well,
what do you think about this?
Thank you for bringing this to light, because this is a bunch of BS. Number one, we will be there today filming this and recording these guys. Enough of this M&M stuff. It's just an absolute outrage. It's an outrage, some of the things that we're finding that could be borderline corruption with the County Board of Supervisors. It's incredible to me. And these people that want to run for other offices, really? I think that some of these people, when they do come out and all the facts are shown, basically they should be prosecuted.
Well, you know,
it should be criminal prosecution. And I think that, and hopefully that does happen, because I'm so tired of corruption in politics, I can't tell you.
Well, you know, the thing is that when I see something said by Supervisor Les Baugh, and Les has been on here several times, got him set up again, he's running for senator, I don't think there's any connection in the two, you know, talking about the meeting today to talk about supervision and appointments of department heads. I don't think there's any connection between the two. I don't see a connection myself. Now,
really, you know, that's the thing. I mean, this is what I'm saying. I have no idea where these guys or what land they think they live in here in 2012. It's not the same land they lived in with the good old boys in 2007. I'm telling you, there are some heads going to roll on this deal, and I'm just, as a citizen of 35 years in this town, I am just sick and tired of all this crud, all this good old boy stuff. All this, as you're saying, someone not having any accountability to anybody who's not an elected official, who virtually is telling us if we go to the bathroom, it's up to him how we flush our toilets. Really? I mean, really? Are we going to put up with this as citizens?
Well, it is.
Really?
No, it is. It comes under resources management. If you breathe the air. Bob, yeah. Do you still have that thing up there? Play it again, Bob. Okay, give him a second. We're going to play that again a couple more times. People need to hear this. Russ. Okay, hit it. Okay, we're getting ready to go, right?
If you eat food, drink water, or breathe the air, we impact you every day.
Or poop it out later, okay? Terry. You know, and we're not saying that. You know what? I'm not saying there's anything wrong going on there. I'm not saying there's anything wrong at all, because I don't know. I just know that when I see things like that and I hear the variety of people coming to me, and then I see where the county has a meeting to discuss that right during the rally time, do they think we're stupid?
Well, not only that, the thing is that really there is things going on there, really and truly is. And the thing is, I mean, once you look into this Prop 84 thing, which is another thing that you'll be, I'm sure you'll bring to light in the next couple of weeks, there's all kinds of different things that are going on that really, the whole thing is that we as a public are engaged now. We understand what's going on. We educated ourselves. For far too long, we let ourselves just be sheep in this deal. Now we're not. We are going to make sure that we hold these guys accountable for every word they say. And you know what? If they're doing something that isn't by the law, they'll get caught.
It's time for the sheepdogs to stand up. Thanks, Terry. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We have people on the line. Give us a call about how you feel about this. Art, is it time to have a little more supervision, a little more oversight over some of the departments there? And why? Why, of all days, to have this meeting, was it today at the same time the rally was set at Ensemble Vineyards? Why would they do that? Why was this? What was the purpose of this? KCNR 1460, it is a target-rich environment.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Buongiorno, how are you? Hey, this is Luigi Bianco. It's time for the Festa again.
And I'm Kathleen. Hey, don't miss the 33rd annual Festa Italiana, March 10th. We're going to have Dan St. Paul as this year's comedian, and there will be dancing to Lou White and the band.
That's right, I'll be there. Good food, good company, and that Dago red wine. No, you don't have to be Italian to come to this thing. You don't even have to know where Italy is on the map. Just come and have a good time. You have to be over 21.
For tickets, give me a call. That's Kathleen White, 359-2078.
I'm Curtis Byron of Siskiyou Insurance Services. I could sit here and tell you everything we do, but that's only part of the story. I sell insurance for pretty much everything you can imagine. I'm also your neighbor, and I was raised here. I went to Shasta Elementary, Shasta High, and Shasta College. I can proudly say this is my community and my home, just like you. You see, at Siskiyou Insurance Services, you aren't just dealing with an insurance agent, you're dealing with me, Curtis Byron. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 224-2345.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target, Richard.
Well, I won't. Yeah, welcome. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Hey, again, I'd like to reiterate this, is that there's nobody has said, and I am not saying that there is something illegal going on. I'm not saying is that anything that's being alleged is true. I'm just saying is that we need, as citizens, is to take a look at things. We need, as citizens, to try to figure out what's going on, and we, as citizens, have a right to get involved in the political process. And I want everybody to understand that. Now, let's go to the phones. Gary, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to mention real quickly what started the looking into these positions and who they're under was when I went before the Board of Supervisors on January the 10th to talk about the Northern Sacramento Valley Integrated Water Management Group, which is a non-governmental group, and was told to not worry about it, that our Public Works Director would be keeping an eye on the issue. And I said, well, the Public Works Director works at the pleasure of the County Board of Supervisors, this board. And I was shouted down and told I didn't know what I was talking about, and then told my 3 minutes were up. So then between that time and the next meeting, I got a hold of the Shasta County personnel rules and found out that they did serve under the board, and brought it back into them again. So my point was, the board told me that they did not serve under the Board of Supervisors. So if that's the case and they actually do, who actually does supervise these two positions, the Resource Director and the Public Works Director?
Well, my question is why do the Board of Supervisors need to have a meeting to discuss who's in charge?
Dog and pony show. Yeah, they're smoke and mirrors. They've got several issues on there that have really nothing to do with the issue of these two positions we're talking about.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
All right. We will. I just wanted to get that in real quick.
All right, thanks, Gary. All right, John, good morning. John.
Yeah.
You're on.
Oh, good morning, Carl. How are you? I thought you were still talking to Gary.
Well, just finished. It's up to you now.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Bad Bob, and all the rest of the crew there. And listen, my main thing today is to tell people, yes, there is a meeting there for the Board of Supervisors, a special workshop, but the rally is still going on up at Anselmo's, and we are going to tie this all together. I'm not upset at all that they scheduled a conflicting meeting. As a matter of fact, what it really says to me is that our efforts have had a impact, that we've made them open their eyes and pay attention to what's going on, and that they are going to address some of our concerns and issues, one of which certainly is looking into Mr. Mull's performance and whether or not he is serving at the pleasure of the Board of Supervisors or not, and whether or not he's doing the best for the citizens of this county.
Well, I think it's, you know, that, you know, and that's true, that they're having a meeting. And one of the results of what everybody's done from here in the station, from you all, from Mark Beecham and the Record Searchlight, is that we need to take a look at this. That we need to take a look at who's running things, because, as we've said, are we set up for this again, Bob?
Play it again, Bob.
You know, you played it for her, you can play it for me. You know, Bob,
if you eat food, drink water, or breathe the air, we impact you every day.
And he didn't even mention the part about the sewers and the septic tanks. The thing is we're not saying that he's doing that there's anything he's doing is wrong. It's just the fact that what's this war going on between Seven Hills in Shasta County? Why wasn't it solved? Why didn't the Board of Supervisors step into this a long time ago and just say, hey, enough of this, guys. Let's just get this thing fixed. You know, if you need to do this, then do it. And if we need to help you with this, we'll do it. You know, instead of costing hundreds of thousands of dollars of our taxpayer money, why wasn't that done?
Well, you know what? The other issue that really needs to be looked into is the very friendly relationship between the Resources Department and the Board of Supervisors supervisor, Glenn Hawes. There is some real questionable activities going on, and they need to be reviewed. If they're legal and above board, it should be out there. If they're not, they need to be prosecuted.
Well, you know, that's, and I don't know anything about that. You know,
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't either.
By the way, the depositions start this morning. I believe Russ Maugh and Larry Lees are today on the lawsuit for the on the grading permit, but also the mitigation question that has come out. The fact is that we need to take a look again at what's going
on. Mitigation land that was given to Mr. Hawes' daughter?
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, me either.
So, I mean, I don't know anything about that, so I can't say anything about that, nor will I. But what I do say is I congratulate you all for organizing this, and I congratulate you all for this rally today, because we need that. We need to have every so often, we need to shed a little, you know, figurative blood to let people know that that who we elect is that we do have a right to know what's going on. We do have a right as citizens to say, enough of this. You know, we want you to tell us what's going on instead of just letting things go by the status quo that may not be working.
Absolutely, Carl. It's the Shasta County CIA. Citizens in action.
Citizens. Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not.
Whether it's Occupy Now or the Tea Party or people in between, you know, or, you know, people joining together to just say, hey, look, we just want to know what's happening in our government, and that since we're the ones that are paying the bills, we want to know is we are getting our best bang for the buck, and it's not being wasted someplace.
Yeah. Well, I really would like to see a legitimate job review done of Mr. Mull's position and whether or not he is serving at the pleasure of the Board of Supervisors. I mean, we know he's supposed to be, but is there any pleasure in this? I know I'm not getting any pleasure as a resident of Shasta County, but I think the rest of us need to find out.
I think you're right. I think we know, and I'm going to try and be at both places.
I'll be at both.
I'm going to come up to one, and I'm going to go on, you'll trot on down to the second one just to see what's going on, see this
I'm
workshop.
I'm going to try to make them both, too.
Yep. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
Be up there. Bye.
If you eat food, drink water, or breathe the air, we impact you every day.
We sure do. Okay. Russ Mall, Resource Management Division. Okay. Now, it's just, you know what, I enjoy this. I enjoy the fact that people get involved and that people want to know what's going on in their government. And people are just not letting things go on status quo. That if there's, you know, if we can say, okay, well, who does do this? Who does manage? Who does this? Are you in charge of that? Do you know? You know, fine. But don't treat us like idiots. Don't treat us like people that, you know, we're just like an ATM machine to you. All right. Tomorrow, Dennis Cowan and Tom Basenko. Sheriff Basenko is going to be on. And we just love having the sheriff on. It's almost becomes the Sheriff Tom show. You know, and he can run this
he
whole
grabs
thing.
A computer.
We ought to just give Tom the show, and we just take off and have some coffee, have a bagel or something. Let Tom take care of that. He's great. All right, just remember, good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And thank you for listening to KCNR Shasta Reading. Dragging me down, gonna stay.